I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death toll in October's earthquake in Pakistan has jumped by 13,000 to more than 86,000 people. However, that could rise as winter approaches, as an estimated 3 million people are homeless. Food for the Hungry's Ben Homan doesn't want that to happen. FHI is providing tents in God's name, but assisting in this region is complex. Homan says they have a partnership that's helping them be more effective.
We've been privileged to partner with one of the leading denominations that is in Pakistan, and that's immediately given us access to volunteers and workers that are on the ground. They know the language and the culture.
Meanwhile, Mission Aviation Fellowship reports their humanitarian subsidiary, PAC-TECH, has its first emergency communications center up and running in Pakistan's quake zone. The center is in a refugee camp. MAF's tech team is much appreciated because they're providing a way to get information out of the disaster zone as winter sets in. A second site is on its way to becoming operational. Pray for the teams as they serve the needs in this region that they'll be able to share the hope of Christ. And Kazakhstan and Jordan have signed a financial cooperative which will extend to a cultural agreement. Tim Burns is with global aid networker Gain USA. He says their new project will also fit in culturally. Burns says because they're coming in with a local church, their message is more acceptable.
We're going in with container loads of food, seeds, and blankets. And because the government wants to help their people and the area wants to see the economy improve and orphans get helped and prisoners get help, they're able to receive that. Then, of course, we're able to not only share the love of Christ with them verbally, but we're able to show them the love of Christ.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 2006 Mission Network News calendar is ready for you to begin planning for next year. This free calendar features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. The only way to get it, just call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.